You know what I've noticed recently? Like, every time I go out, right, to a party, and there's a lot of, I'll call them Caucasian people, Caucasian girls. You know, I find it weird that there has been a shift where they all start shitting on Drake. Like, wait, what? Even I start defending the boy. I've said it, I don't know how many times on this show a long time ago, that, you know, I've never been the biggest fan of Drake, because I felt like all his music were like Baby Lotion soft. You know, my favorite Drake was If You're Reading This, It's Too Late type shit. But, you know, the girls love him, the white girls love him, so I respect. But now every time white girls is like going out their way to call him trash, I don't know if they're trying to be edgy by saying that, by going against the boy. But then I find myself having to defend the man. I may not be a huge fan, but I can't disrespect greatness. Come on, now you just can't disrespect the guy. It's been on top of 15 years. You just can't disrespect the guy. There's been a shift. Let's celebrate some Drake this episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. I'm Ken, by the way. Ken OG 100. You want to be technical? This is episode numero... Shit, I didn't look it up before I started. Aw, damn. Okay, so now you know I look him up now. Caught me, I'm a fraud. Yes, that's right. Oh, okay. Good thing I looked it up. This is a long one. 131. That's episode 131. We rolling out here. Okay. The boy dropped for all the dogs, man. For all the dogs. We're going to start off. This is going to be a Drake appreciation episode. Sort of. Not really, but sort of. Not really. But sort of, because I get the feeling that at some point he's winding down. He's about to hang it up. I get that feeling, like, okay, he's been very relevant for so long that he knows if he takes a year or two break, he can't be on top no more. That's just how it is. That's how this thing works. That's how he's been on top for so long, because he's been, every single year he's been on top. So let's do some appreciation. Let's play some dog music to start this show off. Let's play something for the dogs. This is Daylight by Drake.
You're all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, my fault. I feel like I took a week off. I know you noticed that the schedule kind of shifted last week. So my aim is Wednesday mornings. That's how it's always been. And restarting this show, I kind of, you know, still a little shaky. But at some point, we're going to get to this show coming out consistently on Wednesdays. But since I missed a week, I forgot another part of the show that I'm supposed to do. On the menu today is Red Velvet Sativa Diamond. That's what this one is called. That's what we're going to be puffing on this show today. I can't believe I forgot that part, bro. That's the best part of the show.
You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers.
Yo. Get away, mafia. Crap. Shoot out my ass like Jehovah's Witnesses. Free all the dogs and fuck all all the witnesses. They sitting down, we standing on business. Standing on business. Standing on business. Standing on business. Standing on. I'm trying to fuck all the bitches that look like my ex. I'm making them vex. I'm too complex. I carry a whole.
Hold up. Have you ever noticed how some women tend to, like, they stalk girls that you follow that looks like them? They think, since they're your type, you gotta like them too, because they look sort of like them. But they be right. But they be right, though. And I don't want to talk about it, but when they get a little older, they start stalking the girls that look like them, but younger.
A lot of gold on my neck. He talking down, he get put in a lake. Capo the type to show up to the wake. I'm kicking hard, don't know what to take. Don't know what I took. My doggy got booked for acting like book. He shot him in. Shot him in daylight.
Shot him in daylight.
What? Shot him in daylight. Shot him in daylight. Shot him in daylight. Shot him in daylight. Bro. Hey. She went to jungle, she bought a body. I wasn't there when they caught a body. TPS think that I bought a body. Internet swear that I bought a body. Take more than that to go pop somebody. Then they just talk about everybody. So low key, I'm happy they got somebody. Nigga, what?
What?
Like, what's in your shoe? We socking niggas. Like, what's on your wrist? We cocking niggas. Like, anyone home? We knocking niggas. We clumsy as fuck. We dropping niggas. Like, Lenny Kravitz show, we rocking niggas. Like, tennis indoors, we squashing niggas. Like, combo number one, we whopping niggas. Nigga, what?
What?
We grabbing his girl and we leaving a note. She broke up with him and deleted a post. She said she was vegan, she eating a goat. What? I'm geeking hard, I know I had luck. Don't know what to take, don't know what I took. My doggy got booked for acting like book. He shot him in. What?
What?
Shot him in daylight. 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 Bro.
Don't talk to my man like that.
Why does it sound like,
I like it.
Cardi B?
I like it.
But then later on it doesn't.
My man. Don't talk to my man like that. I like it when you like it. My man. You know which one you want.
This doesn't sound like Cardi B.
I don't care which one you want. You can take whatever. I don't care what you do. I will wear a squashing for you.
And that was Daylight by Drake. On his latest album that I'm going to be talking about today on the Stoner Score, called For All the Dogs. Oh, shit. My cat looking like me, like I'm on something. And that's, what's this, Red Velvet? Sativa Diamond is what we on. I finally upgraded my phone, man. Shit look nice, slick. I've had the iPhone 10. Since it came out. And I've been refusing to upgrade because I knew for the last 2 years or so that Apple was going to switch to a USB-C plug because they was getting forced to do that in the UK. And if they do it in the UK, they're most likely going to run it through every other device they have. So I was just waiting patiently for that to be added. Because, you know, not much changes every year. Just, you know, they add one more camera, add another camera. They add another camera. That's pretty much all changes on Apple. But the USB-C thing? Whoa, buddy. It's not just the USB. I haven't even plugged this shit into anything yet. Because, you know, I'm using wireless charging. But it's like everything has changed since, that's like at least 5 years since I've had the 10. At least 5 years. I think it might be 6 or 7. I'm not sure, but it's at least 5 years. Everything changed, bro. Shit, nuts. And silly me, I thought, you know, last time I bought an iPhone, I went into the Apple store, you know, cop that. That's the one I want right there. I'm going to walk right out of here. Not this time. I thought the same thing was going to happen. So I was like, all right, okay, I'll go to Apple store. I'm doing it like I don't want them to deliver. I'll just go pick it up right now. You know, I'm going to take that extra step, because you right now in this life, we're used to just sitting back and getting our shit delivered next day or 2 days from now. So I'm like, nah, I'll just go pick it up. I wanted the titanium one, the pro. Because I'm a pro, duh. What the fuck? I walked in there casually, like, I saw everybody standing up. You know how Apple stores be? You got people standing up, sitting down, waiting, playing with iPads, iPhones. I went to the iPhones, I looked at them, oh, I like this color. I'll take this one. I'm like, my man, the guy, you know the guy, the greeter who stands there with the iPad looking at everybody, looking dumb. Like, I noticed they don't stand as close to the door anymore. They stand a little farther back. Now you got to walk to them. And they saw you come in. They knew you was going to need help. They ain't going to help you unless you come to them for help. But I don't know what I'm saying. So I'm there. I was looking at all the different colors. I was like, yeah. Yeah, this one I like. This one, yo, my man, come here. I want this one right here. Wrap it up. Don't worry about it. I'm not opening a plan and none of that. Just wrap this one up. I'm gone. Dude, he looked at me like I was on drugs. He was like, they're all sold out. There's nothing here. I chuckled. What do you mean it's sold out? The fuck? I said I'm here right now. Let me grab it. I drove all the way down here to get this, you know, because I don't usually go to stores, you know? Like, come on, bro. Come and find out they are all sold out. Everywhere. What the hell? Then you gotta end up playing this game. If you order it online, it's gonna be here in at least a month and a half. It's back ordered. So you have to get, like, real creative in catching one being available in a store near you. Like, if somebody ordered it, they have 7 days, and maybe something's going to come available, and you got to pick it up right away. And that happens. Everybody's look. It gets sold out after it shows up in stock in, like, particular stores around you. And they get sold out quickly. I had to play that game for, like, 2 weeks. Finally saw one I wanted that came available. That's crazy. All these, the scalpers, they're straight up just, they botted the iPhone Pro. What the hell? What is going on in this world? Oh, now this type of show could be one of those, like the last show, but I can't do two in a row because there's a lot going on. I can't go, you know, the dark route that I sometimes go. Drake dropped his new album for all the dogs. This album is 23 songs long, an hour and 24 minutes. I think I might have ran through it maybe 3-4 times maybe while I was working, leave it in the background, listen in, listen out, that type of shit. You know what sucks about listening to other people's reviews of this? Is that I start off with, like, the thought process was like, this is great. It's going to be 11 on the Stoner score. Hell yeah. Then I watch a review. Okay, maybe it wasn't that great. Maybe it's a 9 on the Stoner score. Then I watch another review. You know, if I say 9, I'm not gonna be credible anymore, because, you know, the consensus says this album sucks. So maybe it'll be more acceptable if I make it a 7. An hour and 24 minutes, I listened to all of it. Is it a great album? No. You could remove 6 or 7 songs, this would be the real For All the Dogs. and it would be a 10 out of 10. And it's not for the reasons that, you know, I'm going to talk about a little later, you know, Joe Budden, Drake going at it now, because Joe Budden's review of this album. But a lot of it was for the dogs. I like this album. It was for the dogs, but then he was singing. I don't want to go into my Drake critique from, like, his past history, his formula. I always talk about he'll act like the album is going to be for the dogs. He'll drop two bangers for the dogs, for the streets. And then when you get the album, like 80% of it would be him singing. Like rubbing some lotion on yourself and singing to strippers and shit, bro. I mean, people love it. That it formula has been working. He's been on top. Respect. That's why, again, when he wasn't singing, if you're reading this, it's too late. That's my go-to Drake. When I listened to this, I posted on X, like, Drake, why did you let J. Cole wash you on your own song? Bruh. This is the next song after the Daylight song I just played. First Person Shooter is what it's called.
First Person Shooter mode. We turning your song to a funeral. To them niggas that say they don't office, you better be talking about working in cubicles. Yeah, them boys had it locked, but I knew the code. A lot of niggas debating my numero. Not the three, not the two, I'm at UNO. Yeah. Numero UNO, me and Drizzy, this shit like the Super Bowl. Man, this shit done it big as the... Big as the what?
Why?
Big as the what?
And then Drake comes in, spits good bars, but not as good bars. I'm not gonna play it. But then J. Cole came through. Let me see if I skipped right.
Trust everything that you saw. Big as the Super Bowl. Niggas so thirsty to put me in beef. I set in my words and start looking too deep. I look at the tweets and start sucking my teeth. I'm letting it rock cause I love the mystique. I still wanna give me a song where I be. Can't trust everything that you saw on IG. Just know if I diss you, I make sure you know that I hit you like I'm on your caller ID. I'm aiming the album to fall off. It's pretty ironic cause it ain't no fall off for me. Still in this bitch getting bigger. They waiting on the kid to come drop like a father to be. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot, is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league. But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Muhammad
damn.
Ali, the one that they call when they shit ain't connecting no more. Feel like I got a job in IT. Rhyming with me is the biggest mistake. The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. It's like we recruited your homies to be demon deacons. We got them attending your wake. Hey, how the gang got away from the bars, man. This shit like a prison escape. Everybody step is we're fucking and everybody breakfast and I'm about to
let it ride.
When I show up, it's motion picture, blockbuster. The goat with the golden pen, the top toucher. The spot rusher, spray this whole shit up, the crop duster. Not rusher, but apply pressure to your cranium. Cold's automatic when aiming them. With the boy in the status of stadium. Nigga.
Damn. He's a nigga. Holy shit.
Hey.
And then Drake swapped the flow out and switched the whole beat. I know that move. And that's a theme throughout this whole album. He had splices of that. I like it. I like when that happens. It's, you know, these days where albums have to be short. This song is 4 minutes. That's too long for any songs these days. The standard is 2 minutes, 50 seconds. Max. 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Perfect. A lot of these songs are over 4 minutes and he spliced two beats. So, you know, ADHD is why these songs are shorter. Be real. It's all everything's going shorter. TikTok. Videos are shorter. Songs are shorter. Attention spans are shorter. And it was great. Like, the beat change was nice.
I'm about to. Yo. I'm about to click out on this shit. I'm about to click, whoa. I'm about to click out on this shit.
Okay. Good beat change, removing my headphones, but come on. You can't get washed like that, bro. On your own song, you put J. Cole in there. And it had what J. Cole was saying was right. It has been him, K-Dot, and Drake that has been at the top. Who's better this? Who's better that? Then he just comes here and smokes you on your own shit? Guess you ain't the number one. What was he said? Not two, one? No, top two, not two, or some shit like that? It ain't you, bro. Guess it's either K-Dot or J. Cole. Now it's like, bro, you just let him wash you like that, bro. That's fine, though. That's fine. You got washed. It's a good song. I mean, he was good. He was good. But he got washed on that song. Overall, the album, I did like the album. A little bit too much singing. He did have some nice lyrics where he was talking some shit. But on the other side, on the flip side, he has some lyrics where he's Czechoslovakian. That's a hard word to rhyme with. But I think he pulled that off. But then there's another one right next to it, like Yugoslavian. All right, bro, you OD'd. You went too far. The lyrical part, it was okay for this one. It could have went without a lot of the slow shit. You could have removed about 7 songs out of here. It's 23. You could have removed 7 of them. And this will be it. Or maybe 6. Maybe 5. Actually 5. I'll say 5. You could remove 5 of them. All that singing shit ain't for no dogs, bro. So him and... Okay, let me give my stoner score before I move on to the beef going on right now. So, overall, if you remove those songs, because you have to remove those songs, you have to remove a point. No, overall, the album is good. The album is good. Max, I'll give it an 8.3 on this one. The stoner score for All the Dogs, For All the Dogs by Drake, I'll say it's an 8.3. Because the album is good. It's plenty. I think he dropped 2. This could have been 2 albums. One for males, for dogs, and one for the cats. But 8.3, it's a well-rounded project. It's not a great, it's not a 10, it's not... Is it a classic? It's debatable. It's a lot. That Lil Wayne, I didn't talk about it. He dropped his Before the 6 mixtape style. Oh, that shit was dope. I liked it. It was short and it was dope. I ain't talk about it, but let me play a little snippet of Joe. Now I gotta put my headphone back on. Joe Budden talking about the album.
This is like Yachty rapping. This is like he rapping for the children. And that's my... Yo, dog, I had to look up how old this was when I finished listening to the album. Mm-hmm. You are 36. Your birthday is in 20 days. I Googled that too. You will be 37 years old. Get the away from some of these younger niggas and stop these 25-year-olds. I'm listening to the album. You're a 37-year-old billionaire. I get it that you appeal to the world. Loving about Cole. Like, my shit is happening in reverse. Like, with Cole, he used to rap about kid shit. I'm a grown-ass, like, real jerk.
Well, damn. Okay, damn. Yeah. That went a little bit more than just the critique. Although, I am saying that now because that's what kind of... What Drake told DJ Academics, that it wasn't just about the music. When you're talking about stop dating 25-year-olds type shit. And that's what Drake was rapping about. Dating 25-year-olds. For the dogs. And I did watch Joe Budden. His thing was that I don't think he likes Lil Yachty being involved.
Yeah, he never liked Lil Yachty from day one. That's how Joe got popping, by hating on Lil Yachty. Well, repopping. I said repopping. But Joe was saying, make songs for us old niggas. Because you're older. Be the 444 Jay-Z. Stop talking about young bitches and do it for shouting out streamers like Kai Cenat. He called Kai Cenat during Kai Cenat's stream. It was a whole shit. And in these days, that's what you have to be on top. You gotta be young. This is not an old man's game. I know you could... It's a different game to like start making music for your audience that grows with you. But if you still want to be on top of the pop list, the top of the most popular, it's the kids that decide that. That's the 25-year-olds and down to the 12-year-olds. Let's be real. 11 now, if you think about it. I think Joe just wanted them to make some more slow singing type shit, bro. He was calling this for the pups. Like, bro, pups are dogs too, bro. You talking about for the old dogs. So this is Drake's response. Again, I didn't know if I mentioned it, but Drake is about to go on like a 2-year hiatus talking about stomach issues. Again, these guys, he's probably been on the road for like a decade, bro. Like, these guys do mad shows. That's how you get that much money. You gotta do mad shows. If you charge $1 million a show, all right, I'll do 5 this week, 5 next week, and 5 next week. What are you talking about? The fuck? This is what Drake said. At Joe Budden, you have failed at music. You left it behind to do what you're doing in this clip, because this is what actually pays your bills. For any artist watching this, just remember you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success. A quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switch careers because the things that pop into your brain had you broke, living check to check, and the raps you write had 450 men showing up to your shows in dusty Nietzsche jeans to screw up their face to Mood Music 29 and pretend you are the GOAT.
Shit.
Please, to any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact. This guy is the poster child of frustration and surrendering. You retired and we never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number.
Shit. Damn.
Holy. We know you for doing this. You withdrew from rap not because you accomplished all you need to. It's because it wasn't working for you. I never want anybody in the generations to think that the whole everybody's entitled to their opinion is a real thing. This is a man projecting his own self-hate and the fact I did and continue to do everything he wanted to do for himself. If you need it put in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions.
Damn! Damn!
That shit sent the whole hip-hop community flying. Every show's talking about it. People are saying Joe Budden's not a failure. He just didn't go the commercial route. To be fair though, when you do mention like if your go-to is I'm richer than you, you've already lost. To put it in simpler terms, that is, if your go-to move is I am richer than you, you've lost the battle. The guy is saying the music didn't sound good. You're trying to appeal to young people. You need to appeal to people more closer to your age. And Drake is saying, I'm richer than you. Your opinion don't count. You failed. You couldn't do this.
He took this personally. I was like, oh, shit.
watch that shit. I ain't see Joe say anything that sounded disrespectful, other than the fact that he did say, you know, J. Cole fucked him up. That song I played, which is facts, man. Everybody can see that. Then there's different clips coming around of Drake when he was like probably like 19, 20, 21, giving props to Joe Budden or some weird shit. Like it's a lot going on around this same shit. But the question is, if we removed money, is Joe better at rapping than Drake is? Or creating? It's rapping. It's all rapping. It's where it starts and ends. I was going to say artistry. No. Rap. It starts and ends at rap. No, that's why if you remove the money, it starts and ends at rap. And Joe was a battle rapper. Joe would smoke Drake. Drake bigs up the battle. Drake respects the battle rappers. He goes to battle rap events. So he knows he do respect Joe Biden's pen or his old pen. So this is, he defaulting to money, you lost the argument. Everybody in a tizzy over this album. The thing to do is the streamers are the rock star these days to younger people. Let's be real. If you want to sell your album, I just talked about, what's his name? Offset going to Kai's stream, doing a 24-hour stream. He dedicated 24 real hours. He slept there in the air mattress. You can see it. It was there. It's there forever. It's on the internet forever. That's pretty much, he has an album coming out next week, I think. So that's what you will have to do. Or maybe this week, I don't know. It's what you have to do. You have to appeal to the streamers. These are the rock stars these days. I'm not mad at it. So again, I'm not gonna, this is not gonna be the like the last episode. I ain't want no SEO on that one at all. And then this, the Israel shit is going on. Hamas attacked Israel. No, going for women, children, everything. Infidels in religious terms. Shit, smoking Jews, man. After the last episode, I'm going to steer clear of this conversation on this one. I'm just going to, you know, I just to mention it. That's the biggest things that have changed this week has been that news. Though after I talked about that book last time, that was just the first half. It actually started after the second half. The second volume was the start of the real book. The first volume was just his early life of him being Mona Lisa. Oh, damn, it got worse, man. This is weird when I was driving around listening to that shit because I got to listen to it loud. I don't know why because, you know, maybe I hear it more. But then it was Jewish holidays, these Jews walking around. I'm like, oh, shit, can they hear this? But then, like, a whole bunch of shit. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. Dang, the video circulating social media of Jews spitting on Christians as, like, the kids, they're teaching the children to do the same thing. It was, like, the weirdest shit. Like, oh. And then the next day, Hamas, Palestinians, Muslims, I'm gonna stop right there. No two in a row. I don't wanna build the wrong audience here. But we're gonna still keep it dark though. So I've always talked about pranks on here, how I hate when people come and prank you when you're just trying to live your life. this guy was trying to prank this guy. And let me play the clip real quick. Let me see if you could hear this. So this guy is just picking up his Popeyes. I don't know if he's a DoorDasher or something. He look like he's doing it. He's not. That's mad food. He doesn't look like somebody that has. He has a bag of a lot of food. He doesn't seem like he has a family to go home to bust this down with. It looked like he's delivering it to one person that has a family to bust that down with. So I'm just going to guess he's a dasher, a door dasher. And this dude, he's a young kid. He has a phone. He's bigger, taller, white kid. He's pushing his phone. And this is the thing that's playing on repeat to the guy just holding a bag of food straight from Popeyes.
What's that?
Inside the mall.
When thinking about my twinkle.
No.
When thinking about my twinkle.
Get out of my face and fuck off, son. Stop.
He's just pushing it to his face. He's saying, stop. I'm going to call the cops. Stop. He's pushing it. The guy's just pressing it.
Stop.
Putting it to his ear. Bah! He pulled his gun out and blasted him in his stomach.
Moment, Cook approached Coley before Coley pulled a gun and shot him. Coley's defense attorneys argued self-defense, and since this happened, the social media world has really gotten behind Coley, saying Cook was harassing him, a complete stranger. Now, you heard Coley tell Cook to stop a few times, but then pulled that gun and shot one round, injuring the YouTuber. Coley was found not guilty of aggravated malicious wounding and guilty of shooting into an occupied dwelling because this happened inside the mall. Coley faces 2 to 10 years in prison when he's sentenced. Cook, for his part, says he plans to continue making his YouTube prank videos. Now, prosecutors told the jury that Coley...
All right, let me just cut it up right there, man. So, pretty much, he shot the guy. He got away with it. But you can't shoot inside the mall, bro. So, they're going to get him for that. But they're not going to get him for attempted murder or none of that. He wasn't aggressor. He said him stop. He's backing up. The guy's aggressing him with that bullshit. That bullshit prank. He was like, all right. I mean, like, what else could he do? He can't. The guy is physically bigger than him. He's older guy. If I were to guess, I know I could look it up because this is a public knowledge, but I'm just going to guess because that's more fun. I'll say he was 48. 48 looking like he was going through some shit in life. And this guy was just pushing him like a bully. Like, he looked like he'd be, if he was in high school, he probably is in high school. He probably is a high school bully. He has the shape and everything. It's just pressing a grown-ass man. Bah! What the fuck? This is America. I mean, I wouldn't blame him for shooting him. Like, yo, again, I've always said, yo, one of these, he said he's going to keep doing this. Like, one of these guys are going to get smoked for real. And YouTube might have to step up and cancel all these types of videos. There's a lot of videos that just go aggravate gang members or just people just waiting at the bus stop. Just start, you want to fight, fool? Like, there's some bullshit. Like, yo, you know where you at? It's like one of these days. But the YouTuber, he survived. He got one shot to the stomach. Wasn't attempted murder. He didn't push. He didn't finish him off. It's one shot. Back up. Bow. He looked at it too. He looked at his stomach. He looked at exactly where he was going to shoot. Didn't aim for the chest. Didn't aim for the head. He looked at his stomach. Bow! And more dark news. Bubak Shakur. Something else I talk about on this podcast. To catch a predator. You know, the freelance or the YouTuber to catch a predators. They do it for content now. It's money. Just catch them. give them interviews, call the cops on them, get paid by YouTube. Bubak Shakur is one of those. He confronted the Predator, and the Predator smoked him. Rest in peace, Bubak Shakur. Another dark news.
See, child predators taken off the street, held accountable. We want to protect kids.
Lee was fatally shot inside Universal Coney Island near North Perry and MLK Boulevard late Friday night. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard says Lee confronted two men who were inside the restaurant. He even accused one of the men of being a pedophile.
The confrontation escalated very quickly, and ultimately the second individual in the booth produced a firearm and shot him multiple times.
Police have arrested the two suspects involved in Lee's shooting. They haven't released their names because they have...
So these ways of trying to get content and get monetized, bro. Bro, man, choose a better route, man. Entertain us a better way. It's only a matter of time before these things start happening. Like, a grim week this week. And again, really made this episode dark. But this is as bright as I can produce this. This is just as bright. Hold on, let me brighten it up a little bit more.